and gentlemen, the Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's newest recording stars, The Dreams.
Every man has his own special dream, and your dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you. We are dreamers.
My name is Fania Bourne, and I am Dina Jones.
My name is Marissa Cook, a.k.a. Tittles, and I am in the chorus.
My name is Kate Vonderburg, and I am playing a sweetheart.
So let's start here and just kind of get an idea about what this musical is about. We know it's inspired by Motown girl group The Supremes, who featured Diana Ross, of course. Tell us a bit more about the production.
Well, the three girls start out, they really want to be famous, and the only way to kind of get to the top is by singing behind Jimmy Early. And then they try and, like, break off on their own, but their kind of skeezy manager sort of shuffles things around and causes a lot of tension between the three.
Is this production different in some way than previous musicals at the Muni?
This is my first one.
And mine too.
So
I'm kind of a veteran of the Muni, and I think one of the things that is so unique about this production is that we have so many first-timers. Mm-hmm. Normally, in a production, your cast is maybe like 20% newbies, and our cast is more like 80% people that have not done Muni before. So it's really cool to kind of get a lot of fresh blood in there, get mm-hmm. some new ideas, new perspectives.
And I think there's like 22 members in the show that are kind of first-timers in there.
But I think it's really exciting because all of us are new, so it's a new experience for mm-hmm. everybody, so we get to share in, you know, the newness of it all, and we're all, you know, gung-ho at doing our best to give you guys a great production.
And, Fania, you have one of the lead roles here as one of the three Dream Girls, but as we just mentioned, this is your first Muni production. Tell us how you got involved.
I am an alum at Illinois State University, and a friend of a friend told me about the show being done, and I was just told about it and came over here, auditioned, and it was kind of a surprise that I got the phone call, and I was actually doing a show in Bloomington. I was doing To Kill a Mockingbird, and I was playing the role of Calpurnia, giving the thank yous, thanks for coming, and got the phone call. From then, my daughter was like, hey, Mom, you got a phone call. And I was like, oh, okay, it's Craig. I was like, oh, okay, should I or shouldn't I stop right now and go answer this or not? I said, okay, let me go get this. Did that, and sure enough, answered it, and there it was.
Hey, Marissa, what about you? Have you been in productions elsewhere before, or how did you come to the Muni?
Nothing. Actually, I am a server at the IHOP on West Wabash, and I sing to my guests, and I had several guests come up to me like, oh, my God, you should go try out for the Muni. You are so good. Why are you serving? And I went and auditioned, and I was scared. I was truly petrified because I've never had to be judged like that. And I can remember they were doing callbacks that Monday, and it got to be about 9 o'clock at night, and I was laying there with my husband, and I was like, I'm not getting a callback. And then he was like, no, it's okay, honey. You know, they're probably just running behind. And 10 minutes later, I got a phone call that said, you know, I got a call back. So then I went from tears to joy. So it's been very exciting and thrilling for me.
I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to WUIS, and we are joined with three cast members from the Muni's production of Dream Girls. Now, do you ladies think that this musical has more of an appeal to R&B lovers or musical lovers?
I think both. Both, really. Because if you have a love for music, period, you should get up and get into it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think that it's just for, you know, music lovers. It's music lovers, but also the theatrical part of it. It tells a story, and it's a storytelling just like anything, like Shakespeare.
And this is a musical that also includes dance numbers as well, correct?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Definitely. We have a great also first-time choreographer, Stephen, who is in charge of our numbers. So.
And so will those be stylized like you would see the backup dancers doing, you know, back in the day?
They definitely fit the time period really well. He did a lot of research, I think, for this choreography. And so everything you see, he likes to call the dreams armography because they do a lot of arm motions and things.
Yes.
But it's very time period appropriate. It's really cool.
And so, Kate, you're a sweetheart. Where does that role come in?
Well, when the dreams are trying to make it big, we steal one of their songs because this is before they had, like, copyrights and trademarks on their music. And so we steal one of the songs and we kind of popify it. We make it really white and it's kind of bland, but we make it popular. And so that's when the dreams and their manager decide that they really need to start kind of playing hardball, playing dirty.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get a little flavor here of one of the songs. It is called Dream Girls, as the musical is. And Fania, you play Dina, you are going to give us a little flavor of that, correct?
Sure.
We're your dream girls, boys. We'll make you happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're your dream girls, boys. We'll always care. We're your dream girls. Dream girls will never leave you. No, no. And all you gotta do is dream.
Is there any, you know, sort of big message here? I know this is going to be dramatic, or kind of a roller coaster, ups and downs as we follow just the inner workings of the dream girls and their managers and what goes on with that. When people leave, are they going to, maybe is there an up note to leave on or anything, a message that people can leave with?
I think there definitely is. It is an uplifting ending. It's not like everyone dies at the end, not like Les Mis. So we're taking it in an upward direction for the Muni. But I think what you can take away from this is that friendships are the most important thing. They're not worth sacrificing. And trust among the people that you surround yourself with is something that you can't do away with.